listeners that listen every week. You guys are the real ones.
Didn't it used to be at a different time, though?
It is. No, it is. Right, the show switches around. I actually do mostly a new show every single semester. So,
Whoa. This
is the summer show that I do with Chris.
No show is stuck.
Where is Chris BTW?
That's an excellent question. Does anyone here know where Chris might be?
He's in his favorite place in the world.
Which is where?
The blizzard.
Wait, I don't get that joke.
He's back home.
Oh,
okay.
In a state that shouldn't be so well loved, but he loves it anyway.
WMFO.org/listen now.
WMFO.
Forward that to your friends if you're listening at home in the car.
I'm literally going to post it on my Facebook
page. Text while drive. Send it to your friends. Text while driving.
Yeah.
Send it to your friends.
Then you are a lawsuit waiting to happen.
That's a joke.
WMFO.org/listen now.
This is actually a fun fact that I found out.
Please.
That in Tennessee, apparently, you could text while driving. Until
what?
2 years ago. It was only outlawed until 2 years
is
ago.
Is it not a federal law?
That's an unbelievable law.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I'm pretty sure in Mississippi or Alabama, I forget which state, you can still drink and drive. You can have a beer in your hand, drink it, and not get pulled over as long as you're under the point
one
eight.
Of the
that's not,
talk
that's
about.
Not true.
Well, no, that's...
It is absolutely too loud. Google it right now.
All right, we will have that for you when we get back. Our next song that is following the theme is playing right now.
Wait, we should asterisk our conversation just now.
I was busy thinking about boys.
What you just heard, if that were not obvious, was Boys by the one, the only, the woman, the myth,
oh my God,
the legendress, Charlie XCX.
If you're listening, Charlie, Ben really wants to take you on a date.
No, that's not true because I don't know any of her. She'll know I'm instantly fake because I only know that one song. And then Truth Hurts, where she makes it with Lizzo.
Yeah. It's not Truth Hurts, but it's a good try.
I was going to play this on Girls after this because I have... The hill I want to die on is that...
Oh, my God.
Girls by Rita Ora and Charlie XCX should always be preceded by Boys by Charlie XCX.
Those are like two songs that really describe your music taste, Ben. Yeah, I think it's good.
In its entirety. Good. Yeah, it's good.
For our listeners to know what type of music Ben listens to on the weekends. Yeah. It's important.
How are you, Addie?
I'm good. Thank you. I had a great day. And actually, on my way here, I was, you know, scrolling through my Snapchat at one, as one does on the side of the road. And
on the side of the road?
Do you walk in the middle of the road?
He actually does, yes.
Yes, I do.
On the walk into the station, there was, like, oncoming traffic had a green light. This person already decided to be the worst and honk at a jogger who was just, like, barely in front of them. And then Andrew just decides, I'm going to walk in front of them while he looks like Terminator with his stupid sunglasses on.
The only reason I did it was because she honked at the other guy.
It was justice.
I would not have done it otherwise, but I just stood there, looked at her.
Wow.
She deserves it.
You're Andrew, out there advocating for
Andrew
all
is a
us.
Master of vigilante justice for joggers.
Oh my gosh.
Which is why he did it. Yeah.
Anyway,
that logic wasn't clear. I hate that you can hear yourself on this. I'm sorry.
Sarah's getting used to listening to herself speak. Yeah. Oh, it's good. You have a great voice, Sarah. Own
you
it.
Too. I've been told that we actually have very similar voices.
Yeah, I've been heard that.
I'm gonna close my eyes and I wanna try to guess who's talking.
Okay.
What did we say?
Say something.
Water bottle.
That was
water
Eddie.
Bottle. Okay.
Wait, no. We'll both say the words.
Do it in a British accent.
Okay. Is it gonna?
Yeah, right.
I feel like that gets me.
It's Adele.
She on the radio. But anyways, so I was scrolling through my feed, and my friend from back home was babysitting, and she posted a photo of the food that she had made for the kids she was babysitting, and.
Did it just look really bad?
Okay, so what it was was... No, it was cute. She, like, made it look really pretty because she's an artist, but it was, like, cut out, like, cookie cutter shapes of, like, sweet potato and, like, a soybean patty. And I just thought that was probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And my discussion question is, what's the worst thing that your parents ever gave to you when you were little to eat?
That was a wonderful segue.
Or what was the worst thing that you ate as a kid?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
That, like, our parents gave to us as, like, normal food to eat?
Yeah, or just, like, gave to you and was like, eat this. And you were like, yeah, I'm going to eat what my parents give me.
This is a tough one.
That's so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, know.
I'm fine with eating this, and I still do, but looking back on it, might have been a little weird. Caught a fish, just cut a piece off and ate it.
You mean sushi?
No, but like
sashimi.
2 seconds out of the water, it's flopping around on the
okay,
the boat.
What type
punch
of fish
it,
is it?
Tuna.
Oh,
wait, that is wow. Sushi. Yeah.
How old were you? 6.
I was too young to be tuna fishing. Yeah, it was taller than me.
I still do that. I think that's the best way to eat it, except for the fact that, like...
While it's still living, you mean?
Well, wait, how did it taste?
You go for the jugular.
Is that
that's how you kill a fish,
it?
When you catch it. You punch it.
I don't think that's how you're...
You just whack it.
No, you stab the jugular.
No. You're thinking of a bat, cruel. A rabbit. You're thinking of a rabbit.
I have never thought about rabbits in that way. I can assure you I'm not.
You know, here we go. I ate rabbit. It's pretty good. It's like chicken. It's not that bad.
I've had rabbit.
People
That's
always
not weird.
A squirmish when you have rabbit. It's, okay. It's great.
You want to hear a weird fact?
I think that the fish thing is weird, though.
Wait, I want to hear a weird fact about rabbit.
It's that good.
I have a good rabbit fact.
Okay.
The caveat is that it was fresh off.
If you're fresh out, in a
probably that feels fine. Or like safe.
Yeah. If you're in a survival situation and you have,
wilderness first aid.
Yeah, wilderness first aid, and you have two choices. One is to eat like nothing, and the other one is to eat just rabbit. You're better off eating nothing because rabbit are so lean that it will make you like crave other nutrients so much that your body will like eat itself faster.
Interesting. Whoa. Wait, but it's so what would it being lean have?
It just, like, doesn't have enough nutrients, but your body, like, thinks it's full.
I think he's making this up, so he's stopping eating
rabbit.
I read
that online, which is a reputable resource, because that's where Wikipedia is.
You're right.
Hey, I read online that they can't lie online. You can't post a lie. So.
I read online that eating a raw piece of tuna will kill you, so.
I actually
well,
read
I'm
that.
Still here.
It's and really slowly.
So is the entire island of Japan.
Sarah, what was the food, weird food that you had growing up?
I don't think this is that weird, though. I think this is just something you eat. We ate pretzels dipped in cream cheese.
Okay.
Like pretzel sticks.
I would never, personally.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no thank you.
Or like ants on a log. That's a thing everybody
That's
loves.
A thing.
Okay, but what are your ants on a log?
I would say, I would just go ahead and say cottage cheese.
See, I used to do...
Big cottage cheese guy.
Ew.
My mom hates cottage cheese.
Do you like eating throw up?
My mom scoops out the inside of a cantaloupe and puts cottage cheese in it.
I need and a mute. Like a I need to mute Sarah's microphone. It's not appropriate content.
Okay, I kind of did something similar with like the cream cheese thing, except my ants on a log were celery with cream cheese in the middle, and then
that feels worse.
Peanuts on top as the ants. Wait, why is that so disgusting, though?
Something about it is not okay.
So no,
the peanuts just don't belong there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like you're like, this isn't done.
Flavors conflict.
Yeah.
So, okay, here... Did you guys trick or treat? You were kids once.
Of course.
Did we trick or treat?
I went with my father. Wait, I have two great Halloween stories. Can I tell
them? I'm obsessed with
Yes,
Halloween,
please.
Okay, so...
Wait, speak a little...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
I trick or treated with my dad every year until, like, high school. Which is completely normal. I
have to get free candy.
If
you,
if
you have to defend it in the story.
Wait, and your dad like drops you off at the house and he stays back, but you knock at the door.
No, he came.
Oh.
Because it's really crucial to a lot of the costumes.
That's so cute.
So one year, I think, Addie, I might have been telling you this. It might have been someone else. I forget. No, it was Pearl. If anyone knows Pearl, she's out there.
Shout out Pearl.
I love Pearl. Okay, so we were talking about Halloween. Anyways, my one year I was Pluto for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
When I say Pluto, what do you think of?
The planet. You're definitely the planet. I looked in your eyes. I knew.
Nerd.
I was Pluto the planet one year after they made Pluto not a planet anymore.
That's
and my dad and
in
I.
In memoriam.
No, as protest, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. So my dad was like the protester scientist, and he dressed up as like a scientist with a sign that says, like, give me my rights back, like, make me, like, important. And when you look at him as a scientist with, like, a sign, and you'd be like, this is supposed to be a doctor protesting, like, women's rights or something. But no, it was my dad protesting the rights of Pluto, in which case I was
equally
Pluto.
Important. Or only slightly less important.
Keep fighting the good fight, all right?
Yeah. Okay, wait, this is the other one. This is the better one. Is that there in 2008 when Barack Obama ran for president against what was his name, John McCain?
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin was the vice president candidate.
Yep.
She was crazy, right?
Ooh.
So I dressed up as Sarah Palin for Halloween in like a plaid skirt and stuff, and my dad was like the secret agent, like
security protector guy.
And that's he had like a briefcase and an earpiece, and I had a little list of things I would say to people when I went to their house, and I walked up and I was like, I'm a maverick, I can see Russia from my house, what's the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick. And then I went inside to people's homes, and like they invited me in, and I think I genuinely convinced people accidentally to vote for Sarah Palin, though it was purely a joke.
It didn't work. We're good though.
Okay, I'm sorry for that.
No, don't apologize. That was funny. I was hoping that your dad would be like Sarah Palin's daughter, you know, the one that had the scandal.
Do you remember when someone
that would have been funny.
When she went on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, that's a good cue. Do you remember when Sarah Palin's daughter went on Dancing with the Stars and she didn't win and someone shot the TV?
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Like, 2008.
They started actually a
shot
it?
Yeah, like with a gun, they shot the TV.
My cousin shot his TV with a BB gun, but I don't think that's the same.
And
what does Sarah Palin do now? CheatSheet.com.
Reputable source, the internet.
That's crazy.
They can't lie on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys.
No, they can't.
That's what the dark web is.
Launching the Sarah Palin channel. A subscription-based online news network.
In 2014.
It shut down a year later.
Thank God for that.
We should call this a news network.
This is a news network. Yeah, we're telling you about our very specific, very regional news.
Yeah.
About
that's on the opposite end of the country from our name.
This is updated last in 2016.
She
could be doing many things right now.
That's fine.
I thought she was on a reality TV show.
I think she owns a dog shelter.
Fair. Cute.
Wait, are you serious?
No, I'm making this up. Who knows?
I was like, that's crazy.
But it sounded right, didn't it?
It did. You said it with such confidence.
I can see her like starting like a candy making company. I see her doing
I would love to see her on Shark Tank.
I was just gonna say that. I watched it with my brother the other night, and the woman from Skinny Girl... You know that company?
Yes.
She's
a Real Housewives.
Yeah. Yeah. So Evan, she was talking about that. She was like, going on Real Housewives was a publicity stunt for my skinny girl like brand. And then she was like giving out hundreds of thousands of dollars for it's not on Shark Tank.
Okay.
Ben is it's all going over his head.
Made millions of dollars off of skinny girl cosmopolitans. It is
she's
so
a businesswoman.
Funny. Yeah, she's a legend, really.
She's a legend. No. She was like, I was the one that figured out margaritas didn't have to be 800 calories.
And she's also just like crazy skinny.
Margaritas
so
are 800 calories.
That was fake in my head. But probably I bet you can find a margarita that's 800 calories.
Yeah. Probably, right?
And on that.
Alright, what's coming next?
So I have the worst transition imaginable.
Is it or what's the one that was like
Rico? Yeah. That was good.
Tough's niche joke.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Listened to... Ooh, we are on air again. You were just listening to the song We Dem Boys. And
are we sensing a theme?
Are we sensing a theme? I bet it's not that. We'll see. Ooh,
ready for a curveball.
Yeah, we're going to absolutely...
Yeah.
It's going to be a big curveball.
Nobody's going to guess.
But please call in 855-915-WMFO. That's
855-915-9636.
What happens if we call in?
You can. You could call in.
Would it just echo? But if it was like on my phone and I put it next to the microphone.
Call in.
Okay, I'll get it ready in a second. Oh, should we do the segue question first?
Yeah. What's your question?
Okay, so this is like Addie. We're gonna have a story into a segue question. It's gonna segue into a question.
The goal is that you just tell a story and then it segues.
I had to clarify how it was gonna happen.
Yeah,
first.
No, okay. Because
in case
you.
It doesn't flow.
Sarah was talking out loud to make sure she was right.
No, yeah.
She was. So that was good.
Self validation. Right. I'll always validate
sometimes,
you, Sarah.
Thank you. Oh, I'm just gonna take Addie with me everywhere I go.
Keep me in your pocket.
In your pocket. Oh, when I need to go to the bathroom, come with me.
All right.
That was a segue to the segue. Oh my God.
She just schooled you.
Yeah. I'm wrecked.
Okay, so I'm a tour guide. I work at admissions at Tufts, and I was walking home from work today, and I hadn't peed since like lunch. I drink a lot of water, and then we had the tour, and it was very long. And then I was working, and then I walked home, and then I was walking up the stairs. It's like it seems like eternity, and you have to use the bathroom. And I had this moment of panic where I was like, I don't know if my keys are in my backpack. What if I can't get in? And I'm looking for my keys and like thinking, like, okay, what's the move here? Where do you go? Do you go outside? Do you hold it? Do you run back to like Dowling? Do you go to like a neighbor's house? Like, what do you do?
Drop trouser.
Do you drop trouser?
Right,
go right
pop
there.
Pop a squat.
Do not even drop trouser.
Take a wildy.
Do you just try to like see if you can contain any? You just, what do you do? So my question is, when is a time?
So easy for guys.
That, yeah. When is it?
I have a good answer
the
already.
The patriarchy, man.
Man. No.
Woman.
Oh.
Woman.
With a Y.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Gotta reject all
everything.
Men.
Anyway.
Which letter is the Y?
Finish the story.
What letter is the Y?
W-O-M-Y-N. Woman.
Like so in this case, it's a vowel. It's like the sometimes the Y part of the alphabet.
No. It's like...
It doesn't need like, to be a vowel. It's just like a
woman contain
sound.
Like the word woman contain... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because it has
that.
The word man in it.
Yeah. And you're
okay.
Like, we don't want that. Right.
Anyways.
So...
I would have used an I. And you could have graphic designed it, so it would have been like the women
like
bathroom
person.
Logo sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Gloria Steinem. Listen to this guy. Got all the thoughts.
You should lead the movement.
I, a straight white male, should absolutely not lead this movement.
Wait, what's the pee story? I want to hear.
Oh, well, yeah, no, please. That's the whole segue story. This is where we're segueing.
So this is like what you do if you have to pee. That's your question.
So my question is, no, a specific time in your life where you've like needed to, and you either haven't been able to find one and had to find a plan B, or like what led to that situation, or like what you did, what your move was.
I have a story to tell, but it's not my story, but it's so wild I have to tell
it. Actually, it's my story.
This is my story.
It's your story.
Just kidding, I'm not gonna lie about that because they might be listening. So a friend
they're
of mine,
they're one of our 11 listeners,
maybe.
Wow.
A friend of mine had to like was working a rummage sale at school for school credit, and she had to go
she
to
was
that
working where
a rummage sale like they like collected a bunch of people's stuff. It was for a charity, and this teacher like does
it's
that.
A yard sale.
Yeah, like that's
it's a yard sale.
That's
man.
Cool.
A rummage sale. You rummage through
it's
the things.
It's a yard sale.
It was
sounds
indoors,
like a yard sale.
Andrew. It
and
was
it's
indoors.
A garage sale.
A rummage sale.
Garage sale.
It is not
outdoors.
A rummage sale.
All right, it was a rummage sale. It was in the school cafeteria.
Those do
indoors.
Not exist.
Okay, so it's a rummage sale, and it's called And she had to go to the bathroom so badly, like the most badly she had ever had to go to the bathroom, and.
Fed just stops.
Sorry, we're taking 1 second. David's very important. So she needs to go to the bathroom, and she like is told to keep working, so she cannot go to the bathroom. And
that
this
is
happens
very illegal
for a very long time.
Amazon does that.
But she also like, yeah, true. Side note, big side
facts.
Note. so eventually she like can't stop it.
Oh my god!
And she
oh no.
has to
no.
go to the. She like poops.
No.
Oh my god. Hey, poop positivity.
In her leggings.
Oh my god.
I feel like it would
there's
gush.
No hiding that.
There's no hiding
that's
that.
So
she's
gross.
Not wearing underwear. She's not wearing underwear and she poops. And
she's not wearing underwear? Wait, why in leggings would you not?
No, she is.
Oh, then it's fine.
I know people who don't. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So like, it's like really
I feel
every
like
once in a while.
Is it bad for you?
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about women today.
We're moving forward. Why? The story will persist. And she like has to keep working, but she's like, okay. So she runs to the bathroom, like takes off her,
oh my god, her leggings, this at poor girl,
and her underwear, and like that's washes cool. it out.
Hey, oh,
she thinks she does a good job. Puts it back
she
on.
She thinks she does a good job.
And then later she's like working, and then somebody's like, hey, does it smell like poop in your
house? Oh my god, no.
Anyway, I would probably just find the bush and then go pee.
Okay, moral of the story,
I don't think that solves your poop solution, though.
Yeah.
We need a solution.
Wait, this was at school?
This happened at school.
That would be so mortifying.
Oh my god.
The most that's mortifying. Yeah.
What grade
that's
were you
the
guys
stuff
in?
On nightmares right there.
It was like in high school.
Okay.
At least like it could really only go up from there.
Yeah. You know? I also feel like if it was like sixth grade, it would be like forever, like you were that girl, you know?
That pooped their
but
pants.
I feel like in high school people are better about
people
it.
People in high school, I have a better vocabulary in high school to like properly destroy the person.
Oh my god.
That's true. Ben, you know did you make fun of this person?
My best friend, yes.
Oh my god.
One of my best friends.
It's pretty bad.
She got destroyed.
You know what they say, build 1,000 bridges, but poop your pants once, you're still a pants pooper.
Oh
my grandma used to say
get
that.
Get that on a bumper sticker. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
My dad has a bumper sticker that says "I love Uranus," but like it's the planet.
Dad is literally the
theme.
Best
the theme
scientist
planets.
I've ever seen. I've never heard of.
Oh my god, the theme is planets.
Just kidding, it's not the theme. That was a red herring.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Or
okay,
is it
I have
reverse psychology. Oh, we don't know.
Why don't we just cut this off and play "The Planets" by Holst for the rest of the hour?
Oh my gosh. Like
I'm feeling we start with Mars.
Oh, man.
Wait, is he doing it right? No, he's...
No, I can't. I don't even know what you said.
I also have a pee story.
Yeah.
So,
please.
But it's not me, but it's about
sorry.
But I was with them.
Addie actually did this. She's doing that
no,
thing where
I
she's like,
it.
I'm asking
I
for a friend.
I literally did it. And you're like,
my friend's having trouble not peeing their pants. What should they do?
No, you're so right.
What should he and or she
do? What should
no,
he and or
oh
she
my gosh.
Do? Let's say this individual lives in Hill on at Tufts, and like, what would they
don't
do?
Don't say any identifying factors
oh,
about
sorry.
Me. No, I'm joking. No, anyway, it's
broad. Your name's Addie.
You're right. Everybody, yeah, okay. But
oh,
my
you're
story.
Just like everybody knows me.
No, I didn't. I didn't say it.
But you did.
But
she, and she agreed.
Okay. No. Oh my gosh.
I'll affirm you forever, Addie.
Okay, but my story. Thank you, Sarah. My story is I was with a few of my friends and we were at a music festival.
Which music festival?
Outside Lands. It was this past weekend. Oh my gosh. It happens in San Francisco. Anyway, at one of the stages, we really wanted to like get as close as we can to, as we could to see Odessa. And we were like way at the front and it was so packed that we like couldn't move and we definitely couldn't get out. And I was with my friend and he had to pee so bad.
No, Addie.
And we were like, you gotta go. And
you have, like,
he was
a
like,
cup or something?
No.
And he was like, no, no, it's fine. Like, does anybody have a water bottle? And we were like, no. And he
it.
Was like, and he
called
goes,
it.
And he goes,
uses
it's
the
okay.
Camelback.
He goes, it's. No, that would be bad. He goes, it's okay. And he pours out all the water from his hydro flask.
But
which
you're
is
in
like
California.
No, okay, hold on. You're right. That grass that we watered was the first water it's seen in years.
In ever. So, after it burned up from the previous forest fire.
Wait, what grass?
Wait, what?
Andrew.
I hate you. Thank you. No.
Anyway.
Great jokes, yeah.
He pours out.
Gold.
32 ounces of a hydro flask of water on the ground and then proceeds to pee in his blue hydro flask.
No.
The worst part about this is it starts overflowing.
He
had peed
32 ounces
of pee and it overflowed in a hydro flask. Anyway, I just would never, ever, ever drink out of that as long as I like live. Not out, no matter how many times you washed it, but also just the fact that his bladder must have been freaking huge.
That's crazy.
Wait, that's not
so
a real
this was
mouth.
In the middle of a crowd at a concert?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He whipped it out.
Yep, he did that.
Wow. Oh.
So this really snapped.
The moral of the
this
story
is not
that
my
you
story,
saw
but I gotta go, a
okay.
good one here.
Go off, Andrew.
All right.
Too bad they can't see faces on the radio.
Sarah made a face. It made that sound, but you couldn't hear it.
All right, so I used to row. There's one time, there's big race coming up. everybody launched early, but then there's a huge backup because nobody was running things right. So we ended up sitting out on the water, just in the sun on a lake, baking, doing nothing for about 4 hours before the race. And this one kid really had to do a number two.
This is Andrew.
Really had to do a number two.
No,
who was racing or who was? Sorry, I got. Well, it's okay. Continue.
No, he was up by the bow. He was like
right,
three
okay.
or four seats, something like that.
Okay. This is Andrew.
No, I was stroke seat.
Continue.
We know what that is.
That's, continue with okay. your story.
Anyway,
that's the best one or something.
it sets the pace for the boat. Anyway,
you mean the kayak?
He really has to go. And so everybody's in these, like, one-piece...
Oh, no.
uni suits.
Not good.
That you're rowing.
Is there not, like, a pocket or something?
No, no.
It has
it's
two
all
snaps
one-piece.
On the back, and you...
No, I there's really no snaps
that.
Or anything. It's one-piece.
No zipper.
You gotta really wrestle to get out yeah. of it. It's terrible. And he really has to go. So he goes, okay, this is desperate. Rolls off the boat into the water.
Oh, my God.
And fully takes off.
Everything.
His uni.
Oh my God.
So he's treading water there.
Just shitting. Oh, sorry.
Wait, my mom is totally listening to the show right now.
you chose a good time.
He's treading water there. And all of a
this
sudden, another boat just comes rocketing towards us. They're doing some practice drill or something. They come
no.
rocketing towards us. He's treading water like, oh God, guys. This is not good.
Oh, my God.
And as the boat's approaching, just a little brown blob pops up, starts floating. It was a floater. Oh, God. So the boat pulls up. He's sitting there treading water bare naked. And everybody on the other boat saw.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I would be so mortified.
The poor guy.
Wow.
And then he got back on the boat, and they raced faster than they ever have because yeah, the boat was 20 pounds lighter.
You know
that's
what? We did win
story.
That one.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Well, good on him.
All right. We're going to play another song.
Sorry about the potty mouth. Get the joke. Okay.
Hearts, all our belongings in shopping carts. It's goodbye, but we got one more night. Let's get drunk and ride around and make peace with an empty town. We can make it right. Throw it away. Forget yesterday. We'll make the greatest escape. We won't hear a word they say. They don't know us anyway. Watch it burn, let it die, 'cause we are finally free tonight. Tonight we'll change our lives. It's so good to be by your side. We'll cry.
right, welcome back. You just heard a song, which I will repeat the title of right now, which is The Great Escape. And that is by Boys Like Girls. The song you heard before that is We Dem Boys by Wiz Khalifa. Then you heard the song Boys by Charlie XCX. Then you heard Nasty by Janet Jackson.
Ooh.
So just a reminder for all of our new tuners inners is that we are having a theme which you should call in and guess at the end of this episode. And we gained a listener in other
news.
No way. We have a grand total of 13, which is an unlucky number, so let's
sounds
move that to 14.
Even that out.
I think
or
it
one of
sounds
you fools should drop off. I don't know.
Drop off.
Drop off.
Is that a euphemism?
No, what? For what?
For what? No. Never mind.
Eddie, get
out of
your
line.
Mind.
Adina.
Out get of out of your
the
mind.
Gutter.
Oh,
that's
I
a good
like,
one.
Get out of your mind. That's a very Sarah Wiener song,
that's
I
very,
feel like.
A very
really?
Sarah
yeah.
Song.
So
I
think
see you, yeah.
Sarah Wiener songs are usually like, there's a song called like Light and Day by a band by the name of Polyphonic Spree, which was once on like a Scrubs episode, and it's like a very uplifting song. That's more my vibe. Also, Chasing Pavements by Adele.
Yeah,
and
I do not
James
like
Taylor
Adele.
And Nora Jones.
Okay, I have two reasons for not liking Adele.
Cancelled.
Okay,
you're cancelled.
Actually, I have three reasons. First of all, she was on American Secret Life of the American Teenager.
She was.
Like
that
music.
Song, like that
like
music.
Her music.
And they played it every 30 seconds for every advertisement, which was all over. So I was sick of that song. And then that got
that's
like.
That's actually real.
Then that song got picked up by just every radio station all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't even like consume other media without hearing her.
Yeah.
And then I also don't trust people who have British accents, but.
Why not?
Also American accents.
Why not?
It's untrustworthy.
You don't trust people that have British accents, but also American accents?
Ben,
are they spies?
Are
no.
you telling me that you do not trust Spider-Man to protect New York City?
Oh, sorry. There is a single exception, and that is Tom Holland. And he's the exception to every rule because he's
watch
so good.
Watch him backtrack.
No, Tom Holland, name one other person. Okay, wait.
Wait, but
and
when does Adele have
cast
an American accent is my question.
When she sings.
Okay, but that's every British person when
that's,
they sing.
Isn't that weird?
No, that's just like...
Wait, but yeah, British
are they
people
from MI6?
They don't sound like they're British when they sing.
That's, but then some British singers that I know do. Okay, wait, we have a caller. Hopefully I can figure out how to answer the phone.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Oh my God. It's either? No, but it
all right,
you,
hello,
you.
Caller. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Sarah.
All right. Oh, no, and we have line two.
No!
we're going to put the second caller on air. All right. Hello, second caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh my gosh. Hi, mom.
All right.
So, wait, should we talk about who's on the phone right
yeah,
now?
Can we give a little introduction, Sarah, to your guest, and then we'll have Addie give an introduction to her guest.
You
can do it.
My guest is my brother, Daniel Walter Wiener. He's calling in from San Francisco, California.
Oh my gosh.
On the way to the airport to go to Denver to visit my mom for her birthday.
Wow.
Daniel is a 25-year-old
yikes
boy from Denver, Colorado. Yeah, say hi, Daniel.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. All right.
And the other caller is my mom, Amy Zimfer, who's also calling from San Francisco, California.
No way.
Are they related?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think so,
but I do have family in Denver.
Oh, the plot
thickens. Wow. Everything is meant to be. Hi, Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
What are you up to?
San Francisco.
It's warm there?
Yeah.
How warm?
Very warm.
Eddie.
Yeah, it got into the 80s today.
Oh, whoa.
My gosh.
That's actually crazy, right?
It is crazy. Yeah, very crazy.
So,
well, yeah, go for it, Ben.
Okay, so I was going to ask both of our two callers online. I have two questions. The first one is, when did you tune in, and were you proud of the things you heard when you tuned in? And then the second question is, if we like this topic, what are you most proud of? The person who told you
wait,
to call
gonna
in.
Get too
what are you like most proud of them for?
Bigger than I thought.
Who's
do you
going
not want
first?
That? Do you not,
Daniel,
do you want
or
that?
Daniel or Mom?
It can be that, or they can answer one of our questions that we asked before about the pea story or about the vegetables.
Okay, fine. We'll do the first one first, which
is when did you tune in?
Yeah, when did you tune in? No, we could just start with questions, maybe. Is that better?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, my question?
Yeah.
Okay. So earlier today, I was outside my door trying to get into my house, and I really, really, really had to pee, I couldn't find my keys, and I had a split second where I was like, what if I can't get inside? Do I go downstairs? Do I go outside? Do we do this here? Like, what's the move? And so the question that we all answered was, when was a time that you had nowhere to go, that you needed to go, and what was your solution? And what was the story behind it?
Or you can also answer, what was the grossest thing you ate as a child that your parents gave you to eat? So,
pick your poison.
Daniel, go first.
I wear a diaper, so I haven't had that scenario.
There you go.
That joke landed really well, Daniel.
I actually really liked it.
Nothing that's been scarring enough to remember it uniquely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Daniel's lived a privileged life.
Yeah, I was going to say, congrats. not at all relatable.
Never ate baby carrots or something like
baby
that?
Baby carrots are fine.
Daniel, what did we eat growing up that was weird?
I've heard a lot of examples.
I feel like nothing.
You ate cottage cheese out of
pretzels and cream cheese. Ugh. That was what she said before.
Terrible. No, she also said another one, but I don't think you heard.
Well, what did
you
I
said
say?
You scooped out a cantaloupe and then...
My mom loves that. I didn't say I ate that.
Ugh. Daniel, do you have any good examples?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we had peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Is that weird?
No, that sounds
super good. I want one right now.
Mom, okay, wait. Can I ask my mom?
Go for it, Daniel.
We had a lot of frozen dinners.
We did. We used to have the TV ones where it was mac and cheese and a brownie, and it was all cooked in the microwave at the same time.
Oh my god! I always wanted to try those.
Plastic toxins.
Yeah.
Yum.
That's why we all are short. Just kidding. They're not. They're normal height.
Is it just you?
Yeah, it's just me. I don't think I'm that short.
Are you normal
height? Yeah.
Mom, what about you? Growing up in Iowa, what'd you eat?
Oh, the thing that I could not stand was liver. I hated it so I grew up in the Midwest. It was the second largest city, so I considered myself a city person. But my parents would buy part of a cow every year because I had three sisters, and it was a really inexpensive way to provide protein and good meat.
Save that money.
Liver is kind of like a delicacy, though.
I love liver.
Well, no, it was at the bottom of the barrel. So after we've had our steaks and our roast throughout the year, they kept us in a freezer. You know, they'd get all this meat wrapped in these white paper packages. When we got down to the point where there was nothing left, my mother would cook the liver, and I could not stand it. I had to leave the house.
Oh, no.
Even though she'd cook it up with onions. And so the interesting thing is my husband, Addison's dad, actually likes liver and onions. So I
loves
it. Cook it to this day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Mom, do you hear that? Ben likes liver.
I do like
liver.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Well, I like foie gras, but I know I'm not supposed to, but I just could not.
Well, because isn't it kind of liver. Butter and stuff?
Yeah.
What else is in butter? Yeah, so it's good.
What about, didn't you used to have meat jello? Wasn't that a thing?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have that a lot. That's actually, we didn't
meat
have that
jello,
a lot.
Though. That's crazy, Mom.
Well, you know,
it came second to liver.
What do they call it? I'm sticking to the liver.
Okay, good answer.
Do you have any songs that either of you two listeners would like to hear?
Any songs?
Yeah.
This is a big question, Mom.
Daniel, for you too, if you have any
music.
This stresses me out.
You sound like me, Mom.
Addison, what's one of the songs on my A&A? I'm going to look it up.
Wait, Daniel, what did you say?
Play Fool to Cry by the Rolling Stones.
Oh my god. Stones fan, that. All right.
He's a classic rock lover.
What was it called?
Fool to Try, right?
Okay.
Fool to cry.
Daniel, where do you work in San Francisco?
Ooh, he's been waiting for this.
No, where geographically?
I didn't know what I was calling into.
This is your interview. Wait, where do you work? I missed it. I totally cut you off.
It's in Pack Heights. It's kind of nearby the financial district, the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but Daniel, is that where your house is? Question mark. Do you work in your house?
Maybe I do.
I was going to say, Pack Heights is pretty residential.
Wait, but Daniel, what do you do there? Do you want to give a quick shout out?
Yeah, we are, we're building a small sales intelligence technology startup. Currently small, hopefully it's going to be big one day. But we're working out of our apartment.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
It's called Autobound.
Autobound. All right.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout, investors.
Be on the lookout.
Sharks.
Oh my gosh. Mom, do you have a song ready?
Yeah, I do. And then I want to answer one of the questions and then I should hang up because I'm just taking a break from my work. So
you can just do the song.
Nick of Time.
Nick of Time. Okay, good choice.
Yeah, Addison and I went to a Bonnie Raitt concert and it was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mama, yeah. I'll play it for you.
Yeah, okay, great. Can I say what I'm most proud of?
Yes, please.
This is so exciting. Also, Daniel, if you have to go, that's okay. Did he just leave?
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, it's okay.
Safe flight, Daniel.
Have a safe flight. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Rosa. Thanks for coming.
Go Tubbs.
Fly the plane.
It's good advice.
Bye. Love you, Daniel. Bye.
All right. What are you most proud of?
For Addison, just the person that she is. And I'm particularly proud of what she's doing this summer to bring a really cool freshman orientation program to Tufts. And I hope she'll get a chance to talk about focus. And the work she did with Dream.
Oh.
Because it sounds like she's got fun friends, including those on the radio today.
Thank you, Mama.
I'll take the song offline.
Thank you, Mama. I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to hear the first song, and then we'll hear the second song.
That was legitimately the most callers this has ever had on WMFO. La, 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 la. Oh, there we go.
It's always stressful.
I've been working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee. And she said, Daddy, what's wrong? She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, part of town. But I go see her sometime. We make love so fine. I put my head on her shoulder. She said, tell me all in trouble. You know what she said? She said, so much better.
my friends say to me sometimes, I make her like I don't understand. You know what they say? They say,
welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. So the song you just heard was requested by our number one fan, Daniel, and it is sung Fool to Try by the Rolling Stones. All right, we have a caller.
No way. Big one.
All right, can you hear me, caller? Hello.
That's a no.
Hello, like caller. Can you hear me?
What's good, my dude?
Oh, all right. Are you a longtime listener, first-time caller? Who is this?
I am actually the co-host of this show.
Sounds fake. He's not in the studio.
I have not seen you one time today.
I am the co-host, if not the host of the show, and I was temporarily unavailable.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wait. We have a second caller, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
All right. Who is the second caller? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Say your name. Talk to...
My name is Amy.
Chris, can you hear? Can you hear the second caller?
Is this Amy Kaplan?
It is Amy Kaplan.
How'd you know? Was it because she said her name was Amy?
Thank God we were upstaging Chris. All right, do we want to do so? Chris and Amy, we assembled you here today because we have a PSA to do, and I want Chris to hear Sarah Wiener do her funny accent.
It's not Sarah Wiener. My name is Bora.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do it. Yes, Sarah.
Okay, I have to, like, get in the zone.
Okay, she's warming up.
You're not allowed to laugh, Sarah.
I'm not going to be able to do that. You know that.
Chris, are you going to be able to bear it? Somebody else doing the PSAs?
I will actively encourage it. Like,
good. Okay, so this is... Oh, is it... Do we do it right now? Oh, with that in the background?
Here we go.
Is that how we do it? Okay. So this is from Jennifer M. Sachs, the Director of Outreach and Staff Development. She can be reached at 617-969-6130.
You're not doing
you
a funny
to,
accent
You have to do it in a funny
all.
Accent.
No, I'm going to get there. Oh, okay, I'm just saying right. This is who it's from. It's for immediate release. There's an open house, probably in, like, 1989. The Circle of Caring at the Hospice of the Good Shepherd, a non-profit, non-sectarian, community-based home care agency located at 2042 Beacon Street, Newton, invites you to an informal open house. The open house is held on the first Friday of each month from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The hospice provides compassionate care to people with life-limiting illnesses, living either at home or in nursing homes. If you are considering hospice for a loved one or are interested in exploring volunteer career opportunities, come meet with staff and learn more about the program. Please call Jennifer at 617. It became Miranda Sings at the end.
617.
No, 69. 61. 30. My name is Bora. For additional information, call me at mynameisbora@kazakhstan.com.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I like very much.
My wife.
Wow.
Chris. My wife is prettier than your wife. Or as you're to answer your questions. Is it racist at all?
Oh, a little bit, probably. Oh my gosh.
Chris, did you love it?
That was amazing.
Amy, did you love it?
I'm so impressed.
Well, Morris says thank you.
Sarah, wow, that was great.
So a fun story is the first time I saw Borat was with my entire extended family.
Yo.
When I was 8 years old. It was like me, my mom, my dad, both my brothers, my grandparents, and my uncle.
Who shows Borat to an 8-year-old?
Well, they were just all watching
class and taste.
They were just all watching it. They couldn't be like, Sarah, leave. Because I would just have nowhere to go.
I bet you watched it on the scene where they fight in the hotel. Like you just know a little, like you waddled up.
At 7, I waddled up.
What was that, Chris?
That scene was traumatizing.
Yeah.
I just love how crazy that whole movie is. And I looked up a lot afterwards because I was just so fascinated by this movie. Who is dialing? And it was just so weird because the FBI was tracking Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen had to file with the FBI because of all of his hijinks.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Hilarious. His shenanigans.
Yeah.
Did you see The Dictator too?
I love The Dictator.
That was a pretty good one.
He also has a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Andrew here too?
What? Yeah, Andrew's here.
How many people are on air right now?
We have 4 in the studio and 2 on call.
It's a pretty lit time.
Well, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sarah, you want to hear something that'll make you feel better about watching Borat with your whole family?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's not a contest. But please go on.
The first time I watched Mean Girls, I was 11, and I watched it with my parents.
No.
And it was very, very mortifying.
Oh my God, that's so good. My mom loves that movie. We watch it sometimes.
I watched it.
Hey, Ben, are you checking on the levels? Like the audio levels?
Yeah, you're peaking them. Thank you.
No, everyone else is peaking on my phone at least.
Are they? Is it bad?
So what happens when you don't have Chris in the studio?
Yeah.
You
know?
All right, you're just making up things to make me look bad. All right, Chris, I'm going to hang up on you, and I know which number yours is because it starts with 305.
Mm-hmm. No!
Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Big going.
My last slide is the iCarPlay 1PM.
Amy, what?
What did you say?
What
did you say?
Say everything you said again. Oh.
No, that was literally somebody walking by me on Powderhouse Circle.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're going to play one last song, I think. And I want it to be a fun one. I think this is the last show of our season.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I'm big, so honored to have been here.
Ooh.
Wait, but Chris isn't even here.
Yeah, Chris, you got to say bye to your
Dust
listeners.
Dust on the bottle, Ben. Dust on the bottle.
The office.
Fine.
Yeah.
This is season 8 of The Office. Don't worry.
Aww.
It actually ended last week.
Okay. Is it by David Lee Murphy? Okay. Andrew, the song we're going to play is requested by Andrew.
It's a great
because
song.
We did not play here. Any of his songs earlier, so we are going to have to play it now.
Sorry, Andrew.
And maybe
Andrew's songs are good.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
This one is my biggest
fan here.
I
all
right. got 2 plays.
Let's see if
Plus
you still let's
one.
See oh, by Amy, I guess. We're going to see if you still like it even afterwards. So, okay, here's Dust on the Bottle, a song requested by Andrew, and if we don't like it, we'll stay one extra song and play a better song.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Bye.
Please enjoy.
Bye, Chris.
Enjoy.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening to Mbavu this whole summer, and there will be a continuation of the show in this upcoming fall.
Woo.
If we don't do one earlier. There might be one during a week. It might be a surprise
oh
one.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see.
Well, wait, what was our theme of the day?
Oh, what was our theme?
Does any caller want to guess?
Amy absolutely knew. She heard 2 songs and knew.
Well, everyone knew.
Boys.
Wait, harmonize.
Boys. All right, here we go.
Creo Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creo? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, you might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about why.